board with us is a friend of mine for many, many years. I came to know Reverend Dumia way back in El Dama Ravine, where I went to school. And actually, I used to go to school with his brother, and he used to be a music teacher by then, a very, very professional music teacher. And then the Lord has blessed him immensely in ministry, especially dealing with the youth. And they have come to join. This is actually the dad to Robert. Most of you know Robert Dumia. That is the dad, and Robert and Sammy. And so he is going to come and share the word of the Lord with us. And he has come with his beautiful, beautiful wife. And he's going to introduce us to his wife. So welcome, Reverend. Make him feel, make him welcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Wow, praise the Lord. Amen. Buona sifiwe. Can I greet you the Kenyan style? Because I came from there the other day. Just stretch your hand and greet me in the air. Praise the Lord. I must say that I'm just extremely blessed and honored to be with you again. Remember, I came here 09. That's 4 years ago. And it's good to be back again home. It was a great time for me to meet Pastor this morning. I was longing and looking forward to meet him with his wife. I've come with my wife. We came to visit our children here. So to Kodala, Sasa, we are feeling a bit. We came when it was extremely cold, but now I think it's becoming better and better as we continue. Yeah, it's nice. It's warming up. Yeah. So my wife is with me, Sharon. Do you want to stand and say hi? Okay, thank you. We will be here for a while, so I think we'll be able to interact more. But we thank God for Empowerment Church. I have greetings from Kenya, from Pastor Paul Mwema. He's a friend, a great friend of your pastor. And when I was coming over, we met with him. He actually prayed for me to get a visa. And I got it, so we have his greetings, and we thank God that he has sustained you and kept you this far. One thing is that God actually ministered to my heart at the beginning of this year that this is a year that God is going to take you to a better place. Let me tell you, brethren, it's not going to be any other year. It's going to be a year when God is going to place you in a place that is better than 2012. So 2013 is really a year when God is raising you up. And it started. In fact, you can even see Kenya. I mean, we just came there the other day. We participated in the nomination elections. And we trusted God for Kenya. We want to thank God for you. You people in the diaspora, I've always seen it on internet, on Facebook. You have been praying for our nation. And God has heard your prayer. We went to Denver the other week, and we met just when we arrived on a Saturday. There was a prayer rally that was praying for Kenya in Denver. The KCFA, they had met to pray for Kenya. And so when we went there on that Sunday, we did tell them that your prayers, God is going to hear that. So when we heard of what happened in Kenya, and remember when I came here in 09, I had told you that in 08 I was personally affected by the clashes. Yeah, we were affected as a family. So we are seeing we left our young boy who is in class 8 at home alone. And we knew that things were going to be okay. We called him yesterday and said, Mambo ni poa. No problem. There's no problem in Kenya right now. God has given us a leader. Amen. You see, this is a miracle to us. But God is taking us to a better place. I want you to lift up your hand and do this. That's where God is taking you. Amen. Yeah, this is true. Yeah, this church is not going to remain the same. In 2012, you're going to do things you have never done before. I know this is a missionary church, but God is going to take you to places. Why did you put those flags there? He's taking you to the nations of the world to touch people for Christ. Amen. And so this morning, I'm delighted. I'm happy to connect again with Pastor Tony. He's a family friend. He's he was a great friend of my late brother when they were in school, and we have enjoyed that fellowship with you people. I also have friends here whom we worked with. Mbogo, I mean, let him stand. This man, we worked with him in the same school. Yeah, we were workmates in Baringo High School for many years before he came to the U.S. And I remember when I came for a conference in America in 2001, I stopped over in Dallas, and he said, okay, I was going to be here the whole day. So he said, okay, you stop over, I'll pick you, take you around, and then take you back to the airport. So he took me from the airport, took me around Dallas, and then before I left, he gave me a $20 bill. I mean, that for me, that one was atinia chai, you know, go drink tea on the way. For me, that was the first American money in my pocket. And it was a great joy for me. I can't forget that. And he goes to the ATM machine and pulls out. I don't think I spent that money. I kept that money until I was about to go home. It was quite a great blessing for me. And so sometimes we take these things for granted. When I saw Tony praising God with his wife here, there is something that came into my mind. And I said, I looked at him and I could see the glory of God in this family. And then I said, this is the way God can lift you up. He can take you from humble beginnings and take you to higher places. Yeah, in the Lord, we can be able to succeed and prosper. And that's what we sang this morning, that our God, we need his presence. The Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Everything that you need is in the Lord. In fact, everything that you need pertaining to life is packaged in your calling. Hallelujah, everything. And you know, we came to America, and one thing we have enjoyed in America is the way things are packed in America. You go to Walmart, you go to this big places, you go for shopping, and they pack it nicely. You know, the package. And that is how God does it. Everything that you need in life is there with you, packaged in the calling that God gave. Amen. So let's turn our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 28. Genesis, chapter 28. Verse 10. Genesis 28, verse 10. Oh, another thing now. Let me tell you something. I went to another church and I saw this. Now, I don't know how he has done that. You know, in Kenya, we have to struggle with the Bible and get the verse, and then you're missing it. Now, it's already cast there. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. Let's move to the next verse then. And he lighted up upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them, I like this, and put them for his pillows. And lay down in that place to sleep. Aha. And he dreamt. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Hallelujah. Now this is a scripture that we are going to look at. So you just focus on that, because that is the message that God has given me this morning for Empowerment Church. And if you look at that scripture, you'll see this is the story of Jacob, which we all know, the story of this young man, Jacob, who was the son of Isaac. And they were born with a brother called Esau. And remember that from the beginning, when the mother was even expecting these children, when she was pregnant of these two kids, this is where the struggle of this young man began. You remember that the mother even asked God about it, and she said, "What is happening?" Because there was the two boys were running; they were chasing one another in the womb of the mother. There was a marathon in the womb of the mother, and they're chasing one another. And the mother asked, "What's happening here? What's going on?" And he was told, but in verse 22 of chapter 25, it says, "But the children struggled together within her, and she said, 'If all is well, why am I this way?' So she went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said, 'Two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger.'" So there was a struggle right from day one. Before they were born, they were chasing one another, and the mother inquired of the Lord. You know that the struggle continued in verse 24. It says, "So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in the womb, and the first came out red. He was like a hairy garment all over, so they called him Esau. Afterwards, his brother came out. His hand took hold of Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob." You see, even when when the mother gave birth to them, the first one came out, and the second one came holding the heel. Holding the heel. That is it. There was like a competition. Yeah, there was a competition. Who is going to come out first? But I think when Esau came out, Jacob said, no, you're not supposed to come out. Come on, what's happening? So he held the hand, and he came out holding the heel. The struggles continued. When they grew up to be boys, each one took his own direction. Another one was a hunter. Another one was a mother's baby. The guy was just staying at the home. Jacob was a mother's boy, you know. Yeah, like I have three sons and one daughter. And Robert, our eldest son is a mother's boy. He's so close to the mother that when they're together, you might not know what is happening. But they're so close. He's that kind of a person, you know. And they're children like that, boys who are more inclined to the mother than to the father. And all that is God who has ordained it so that you don't have, like, people who are just alike in the home. Others may be tending towards the mother. And that should be nurtured because there is a purpose for which it is. Jacob was more to the mother. Why? Because God's plan was going to pass through the mother. Hallelujah. God was going to speak to the mother so that he gets it to Jacob. The other one was our father's boy. He was a hunter going to the forest, coming with whatever, game meat for the father. He was a happy and he loved him, you know. But God had other plans. And then we now see this story. We see that one day Esau comes from hunting, and he didn't get anything there. So he comes home, he finds the mother's boy has cooked some soup. Delicious, I mean delicious stuff. And he can smell the scent of the food far away. And he's hungry. When he comes, he tells Jacob, "You're going to give me that soup. I want to drink it. I'm hungry." And Jacob says, "No. It's okay, I'll give you the bowl of soup, but you must give me something in return. Give me your birthright. Just exchange it. Let's do some exchange. I give you the soup, you give me the birthright." Do you know eventually he sold his birthright to his brother? And so he took over from the birthright and he became the firstborn instead. The struggle continues. And then we also see that now it comes to the time when the father wants to bless Esau as he nears his deathbed. And he calls his son, tells him, "Go find some game for me, come make some soup for me, and then I'll bless you." So the boy goes into the wild forest while the mother's boy is at home, and the mother has already heard what the father said. Okay? That's why it's sometimes good to be close to the mother. So you're just close to the mother, and the mother overhears this. And so he tells him, "Now you're going to do what I tell you. And Jacob was a very obedient boy, and he accepted it. And then now he told him, we're going to slaughter a goat, and you're going to take the soup to your father. It's going to bless you. He said, no, I can't do that. That's wrong. But then we do see that eventually that's what happened. And when Jacob did what the mother said, he only feared one thing, the voice. The voice was deeper. Esau's voice was, I think his voice had not broken. But this one was like mine, beige, you know. I've come. Oh, are you my son, Esau? You can't transpose the voice. You know, there's transposition in music. He could not be able to transpose the voice to an octave high so that he says, are you Jacob? Instead of saying, yes, he said, yes, you can't do that because the voice is broken and he can't be able to lift it to that high. So he feared that the father would know. And actually, that's what happened. He said, yeah, because the mother had told him, put some hair on there, stick some hair, glue some hair on the hand. When the father will touch, you'll know this is Esau. But that's not what happened, because when he touched, he said, okay, I can feel that those hands are for Esau. But the voice, I'm not sure about that. So, but anyway, he blessed him. Remember what he told him in the blessing? He says, therefore may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be the ones who bless you. Now he gets the blessing. He gets the blessing, and that is it. But that is where now things become worse, because the brother comes and finds that the blessing has gone. And you remember the words that he spoke? When the boy came, he was so bitter about this. He was so bitter that he spoke very bitter words to his brother. If you look at chapter 27 and verse 42. Chapter 27 and verse 42. Let's start from verse 41. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. I will slay him. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherein his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will slay him. Now, this is serious. I think it has come to a climax now. You cannot chase me in the womb. You cannot snatch a blessing from me with a bowl of soup. You cannot cheat me that way and then take my blessing from my father, which was intended for me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kill you after I have mourned my father. And that was the beginning of the problems of this young man, Jacob. And so the scripture which we read, Jacob is running away. He is a fugitive. He's running away from home because of the wrath of his brother. He's running away from home because his brother has already declared that he's going to murder him. He's going to kill him. He's going to destroy him. In fact, it is the same mother who told his son to run away, because he's going to get killed. Look at verse 42. And the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her young son, and said to him, surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran. So he's telling him, the mother tells him, your life is in danger. You must run away. You must become a fugitive from today because your life is in danger. He said, what value is it for me to lose both of my children? You run away to my brother and escape the wrath of Jacob. And so in this scripture where we read, the man is on his way from home. So that's almost like the exposition of what happened before. So he's running away. But he's running away mixed up with issues in his mind. Jacob is running away from home. He didn't want to leave home, but the circumstances prevailing demanded that he has to run away or else he loses his life. So he's running away now, and there are issues that are confronting him. One, fear. Fear has gripped him. He's going to die. And when we came from Kenya, there was a kind of tension. There was fear that had gripped the country. Is it going to be like 2007? Is it going to be like 1997? Is it going to be like 1992? Is it going to be like 1988? You know, there is that occurrence of every time of election, there must be something happening in Kenya. So, you know, that is gripping us. The history of Kenya shows us that there's going to be something. So we are tense. People didn't go for work 1 week. They were waiting. There was fear that had gripped people. But I thank God, because the Bible says that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love, a spirit of power, and a spirit of self-control. One as if he were. And so the fear was broken by your prayers. When you prayed, the yoke of fear was broken. The anointing of God broke the fear. And so now we can say that this young man was running from home, confronted by fear, confronted by uncertainty. Because he's been told to go to the uncle. He doesn't even know his uncle. He has never met him. He doesn't know what he's going to meet in that land. He doesn't know whether he's going to succeed or not. He's a homeboy, and you're telling him to go to the jungles. Jacob is not a country man. He doesn't go to the forest. I could imagine Jacob going like this, walking like this in the forest, like this. Why? Because he's not used to the forest. Esau is a hunter. He has arrows, and so the guy does not even know how to how to use an arrow or whatever, or a machete. He is a coward. He's a fellow who has been in the mother all the days. And so I see him going with a lot of uncertainty. He's worried as he moves, as he goes around. He doesn't know the way. First of all, I don't think he had a in America, you guys are just high tech. I saw my son's car. Eh? He just puts the address. We were going to Mbogo's house. Ka, 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 ka. And then somebody's talking to you and telling you where to go, which route to take, turn right, turn left, 135, you what, and so on. He didn't have a GPS as he was traveling to his uncle. The guy's trying to find his way, his own way. And in fact, I think this is the reason why he got late in getting there. It became dark. It became dark. If we go back to 28 verse 10, it became dark on the way, and he didn't even know. He carried a blanket. The guy just thinks that it is comfort, comfort, comfort all through. It didn't work that way. Because as he was going through the jungles of Beersheba and Haran, he reached a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. He couldn't continue. It was dark. And so he took some stones of that place and put them for his pillows. Can you imagine? You know, again, I saw an advertisement in American television. They were advertising the best pillow in America. It's called mypillow.com. And they said, if you lay on this pillow, you wake up in the morning, you're just okay. It says, the pillow takes the stress out. If you sleep like this, the pillow also goes like this. If you sleep like this, the pillow takes that shape. I told my son, can you get this pillow for me? Sammy, he likes making a lot of jokes. He said, no, Dad, these pillows are just the same. I said, no, that one which was advertised, they say it takes the shape. When you sleep like this, it takes your shape. So that when you wake up in the morning, you are just okay. My pillows. You know America, I like it. It's just wonderful. You know, it's sometimes good to come to such places. You know, you guys are so much used to these pillows. Ours are hard pillows, you know. There's a lot of comfort here. Hey, man, you know, we have enjoyed with my wife. Yani, vitu tu ni posh. Everything is good. But this guy, he was used to the mother's pillows. Comfort. He looks around, no pillow. What do? I'm a substitute. I must take something else for a pillow. He took some stones and put them. You can see the struggle this boy is having. He is just in a quagmire. He's in a mess. He is in a real mess. He doesn't know what to do. And then he lay down. But something so good happened. And that is what I've come to tell you this morning. That this guy is confronted by fear. He's confronted by uncertainty. He doesn't know the way. He's running away from home. In fact, he's also confronted by two issues that almost puts him off. The father had laid his hands on him and blessed him. A lot of blessings from the father. Then also a lot of curses on the other side. He's being chased away. People wants to kill him. His brother wants to kill him. He does not know where he's going. There's a lot of loneliness in the guy. I mean, how can you put a blessing and fear? They don't go together, is it? If there is a blessing, the Bible says that when he blesses you, he does not add any sorrows to it. But this guy is sorrowful. His arm is lonely. He's fearing, uncertain. He does not know what is ahead of him. In fact, there was even another issue that confronted him. Rebecca told him, now when you go to that land, don't get married to Canaanite women. Usiende huko unatafuta msichana alafu unaoa msichana tu wa area hivi. You've got to get married to a daughter from my uncle. So he's also now being forced to make a choice. He's in the valley of decision. How can you tell a young man to get married to the person you want? You know, I don't think that can happen in America. And maybe in Kenya, tunaweza jaribu. But you can't do it here. You cannot tell a young man you must get married to this one, or you might not get married to this one, or don't marry from this family. You can't do that. But he was being now. Can you imagine? Rebecca is the one who told her that and then took the boy to the father. In chapter 28, verse 1, it says, then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him. He's still blessing the guy. All the time when he comes, he's being blessed. But then he charged him and said, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. You shall not. Can you see now this boy? He is completely bogged down with issues. One side, a blessing. Another side is just hectic. And isn't this the way it is? We are born again. We are good Christians. We come to church. We pray. We do everything good. But at the same time, we are confronted with issues in life that sometimes bog us down. As my brother was praying, sometimes you're so inflicted with so many things pertaining to your own life, spiritual life, family life, your job, place, your status. I'm told in America, status is the key. Maybe you're struggling with your status. You're struggling with your finances. The bills are not adding up. Many things are not happening. Maybe back in Kenya, there are issues. You are still a blessed man. You are still a born-again person. But you're still also, there is a mixture. There is a mixture. Our country, Kenya, is a blessed country with very good sceneries. People come from all over the world to come and visit us. Visitors come from America. They come from UK. They come from all corners of the world. A beautiful nation. A place of inheritance. Where we have rains throughout the year. Like last year, we have a bumper harvest. Can you imagine? I mean, Kenya is a blessed country. But again, the issue of elections. Now it's pointed. Now people are worried. Why kutakuaji? What will happen? Ata shilingi, the shilling started now misbehaving. The Kenya shillings, in 1 week, imesileki, sileki. You see? This is what it is. Sometimes, in life, we find that we are being blessed so much on this side. Then something else is on this side. An ugly thing is on this side. It's like, oh, am I really born again? Or I did not pray well. Or I did not, or it's because I did not go for the prayer meeting. Or it's because I forgot to pray last night. Is it the reason why I'm getting these problems? Jacob was questioning himself. What is happening to me? My father has blessed me. But he's also remembering he was a con man. He was also a con man. He conned his brother. So all these issues are confronting this man. And I know that as Christians, sometimes we get so much mixed up with what is happening in our lives until we forget that all those things are under the control of God. Amen. You see, God is up here and is watching over you and seeing all the direction that you're taking. He knows you're born again. Yet in the place of work, somebody is undermining you. Or somebody wants to topple you over. Maybe you find that you're a Christian, but your children are not going in the ways of the Lord. And you feel like, oh my, this is not good. My children are not born again. Or my husband is not born again. Or my wife is not treating me the way he should. I'm still born again. My business is not working out nicely. That mixture of good and bad, mixture of blessing and a curse somehow. Sometimes you even question, oh, amanile vitu babangu alifanyanga zamani. You know, there are people who go back even to the grandfathers. If you come to Kenya, you'll find preachers who take people back to 4 generations. Back. And tell you, you trace back and see whether your 4 grandfather did something and then you repent on their behalf. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says in Galatians 3:13 that he took our curses on the cross so that we who are cursed may receive the blessings of Abraham. That is what we did. Now, if you therefore see, this boy now reaches this point. Yeah, this is the scripture. I like it. I might decide to stay here because this is when Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. So in this situation now, Jacob takes the hard pillows, and what happens? God brings something that he needed most. He goes to sleep. Brethren, let me tell you something. Sometimes we need to just sleep. Yani tu, you go to bed, forget your frustrations, forget your stress. Somebody was telling me the other day, it was yesterday, somebody was saying, it is even now intensifying. It's not only called stress, it's called stress drama. There is a lot of drama again around it. You just need to switch off. In times when you are confronted by issues you don't know how to handle, sometimes you see you are okay, but you are not okay. Sometimes you see as if you have power, yet you are powerless. Sometimes you see as if you are making it, yet you are not making it. Sometimes you see as if your children are doing well, yet they are not doing well. Sometimes your business is doing well, sometimes it is not doing well. You are mixed up together, you need to sleep. When he switched off, God took control. Oh, brethren, we need to rest in God. Oh, we need those moments. I know in America, I have come here several times. But I think this time, I learned more. I learned more that we Kenyans and people from Africa, and we want to give thanks to the nations of Africa. I'm telling you, they stood with us this time. The nations of Africa, our neighbors, Tanzania, Uganda, Rwanda specifically, and other nations were praying for us. In fact, oh my. The chairman of the African Union told our president never to worry because we are behind you. Oh, brethren, we need somebody to give us just a boost. We need that. We need that. Yeah. The African continent is almost coming together now. We have had struggles. We have had struggles as a continent. And it's like God is bringing the nations of Africa together. And we thank God because that is going to make us united and we'll be able to fight our wars without being interfered with. And so, when you meet yourself in such kind of situations, the best thing to do is to sit down. Relax. Can you say relax? Relax. Just relax. Just relax. you have been so much, you know, on the run. You've been so much on issues. You need to take a back seat and relax. When we went to Denver, our sons took us for vacation. We don't know what vacation is in Kenya, you know that? We work from January to 31st. And when we have a time of vacation, I've been a teacher. When we have a time of holiday, that is the time you start working. Now ndio unaenda kwa shamba kabisa vizuri because you have gotten a time to work in the shamba. But here, the boys said, no, we're going for vacation. We'll take you to Denver. They took us to a five-star hotel. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why? Yani, they just took us by surprise. They said, we want you to have the best time. They must have sacrificed for that. I'm sure. I mean, I know America. That's a sacrifice. They took us to a five-star hotel in Denver and said, this is where you're going to stay for 4 days. I tell you, tuliangaliana na mama, if you just look at that. And you say, just relax. Just relax. In fact, when we reached there, we relaxed. The bed was packed with four pillows. Yani zimepangwa hivi, alafu ingine napangwa hivi, alafu ingine napangwa hivi, alafu ingine napangwa hivi. And everybody ako na kitanda yake, hapana mambo ya kusukumana. There's no pushing around. You know, like in Kenya, I would say now, this bed is almost 8 by 8. Then why should there be two beds? I mean, one is enough. But now everybody has your own bed with your own pillows. Amen. We really enjoyed ourselves. I don't think we have ever had such kind of moment in our lives. But we relax there, and it's like when we relax there, we could have time together, and we could just forget home. Forget home. I mean, yeah, forget home. Because all these things about, you know, the mind is so much equipped. It's like even a computer, when you feed it with so much stuff, inafanyanga nini na hang. Ama inafanya nini? Ina crash, yeah, that? Yeah, sometimes we crash, but unakuta mtu ameisha kabisa, eh? Mzee ameisha kabisa. Yeah? We need a time of rest. We need a time when we can relax and just say, this is now too much. Now, God, take control. And you know what happened? When he just left his struggles and he slept, God showed up. I'm here this morning to tell you God is going to show up. This year he's going to show up in a way you don't understand. I don't know how he's going to do it, but one thing I know is that when he will relax and rest and release everything you have to God, God is going to come, and he's going to come in a mighty way. What happened? He saw something. The Bible says in 28 verse 10, let's just go to the next verse. Verse 12. And he dreamt. You're not just going to sleep at unalala to 444. You're going to sleep and dream. This is what happened to Joseph also. We need godly dreams. Oh my. Come on. It's not just dreams, but godly dreams, divinely packed. Hallelujah. Me, I've started telling God, I want to dream at night very much. But your dreams. I want your dreams, not the dreams of how you're chasing dollars in America. I want dreams that are going to show me something different than what I'm thinking about, than what has really bogged my mind down, what has filled my mind and my heart. I want something new. I want something refreshing. Amen. I want something unique. My brother, I want something good, man. I want something I've not seen before. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. My brother, you're going to see things in 2013. You don't need to worry. Just relax in the Lord. Let God do it. You have done it for so long. You have walked this way for so long. Just sleep. And that's got to give you a God-given dream. A ladder. Behold, a ladder set up on earth. and the top of it reached to the heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Woo! Look at this. A ladder which is touching the earth and touching heaven. And angels are moving up and down. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's something that Jacob had never seen before. Let's go to the next verse. And behold, the Lord stood above it. Now, the ladder is touching the earth. The angels are moving up and down. But at the top of the ladder is God himself. And not only that, it is God speaking to you. Ah, this is powerful. It's not that God is only at the top of the ladder, but he's now ministering to you, he says, and he said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac, and the land where you lie to thee, I will give it to you, and thy seed. Mali unalala sahi na pilongumu ngumu. You know, my sister, God is not going to bless you to take you from here to California to bless you. He will bless you right here in Dallas. Hallelujah. In fact, from your apartment. You don't need to move from that apartment. He will bless you right there with the same pillows you use. He might even decide to broaden your vision right here. You don't need to go to Michigan, up there, so that you can be expanded. Just here in Dallas. Kwanza, ni vizuri sana. Let me tell you something. Don't run away from this church because you have heard there's a bigger church outside. Because God is going to meet you here. God is here. And the ladder to your destiny is here. It does not matter how long it's going to take. But I'm assured of one thing, brethren, in empowerment. God is going to empower you. Let me use that word. When I came here, the first thing that captured my attention in this church, because I came, the first thing that captured my attention when I sat down there, what do you think captured my attention? You didn't see? What do you think captured my attention? Me? Flowers? The flags? The flowers? The keyboard, because I'm a music teacher? The word of the Lord? Yes. Hallelujah. But let me tell you what captured my attention. It's this beautiful. It's gold. And gold is glory. And gold is being raised to be a king. You are not going to lack any good thing. That's what the Bible says. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. All you need to do is to relax and look up. In fact, I've changed my walking style these days. I walk like this. Of course, you know that even walking is a miracle. And you just need to do that. Sometimes we don't see the miracles in ourselves. You are a walking miracle. Yeah, it's true. Because when I walk, and you walk like this, all right, like that, I discovered that God created me to walk nicely and properly and in a pattern. Because this man goes with this one.
Right.
And this one goes with this. Shwab. I've never seen the richest man in Kenya. Or the most learned man in Kenya. Because he's so learned. And because he's so rich, he doesn't want to walk like other people, walking like this. I've never seen that. He walks the way God wants him to walk. Now, look here. Even a drunkard. Even a madman. They walk the way God created them to walk. In fact, I was challenging some young men I was speaking to and told them, you don't want to get born again. You don't want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to be very, very, You want to be against God's word? You want to be like a rebellious person? If you are a rebellious person, I will accept to remain unsaved if you start walking like this. But so long as you're walking the way God wants you to walk, and he says you must be born again, you must also be born again. You cannot escape that reality. And so, he sees a ladder. And the ladder is, God is at the top. I'm here this morning to tell you, relax. Amen? I don't know what is in your mind right now or your heart. I don't know. But I'm here today to tell you, unajua sisi tumekuja hapa America, we have relaxed. We have relaxed until I told my wife, I'm feeling good. I've never relaxed like this. I've always been busy. In the mind, in the heart. I'm an old man. What is happening? What am I going to do? I retired from work. I don't know what I should do. So many things have filled me. But God is saying, relax. In fact, go to sleep. Because I'm in control, I'm at the top of the ladder. And I have dropped the ladder to reach you. And I've sent ministers to minister to you. Amen. Angels are ministers to us. They're the ones that the angels are the ones who bring those packages. And then you take your prayers, they go up. So you have a direct communication with God. There is what we call divine connection. You know, when I came here, my sons gave me a phone. I'm still struggling. And I saw everyone in America has that kind of a phone. The first thing that brought me trouble, they gave me a Samsung where when somebody calls me, it shows that somebody is calling me. But I was trying to get in touch with this person. I'm pressing the red part. It's not answering. So I'm supposed to slide. You know, in America, things you don't struggle. The other day we went, I was having a headache. I told my son, I want some, give me some dawa. He brought me some dawa. Then there's like a small, you know, yeah, the small pack for with a lid. So I tried to open the lid. It doesn't look like it. Okay, it's going this way and this way, but it's not opening. Then my son comes to me and said, hey, Dad, why are you struggling? It's not like that. Can't you see the instruction? It says, press it down and open. So I did that. And then, open. Then the other day, he introduces me to a mouthwash in the morning. And he says, use this one. So I say, okay. He said, press and open. He didn't. I pressed. It didn't open. I pressed. It didn't open. And I was alone. So I said, what's wrong? Then I looked at the instruction. It says, press inside like this. Press like this. Oh, my. God does not want us to struggle. He doesn't want you to struggle. All you need to do is to connect with God. Why worry and God is there? I mean, why should we worry and we can pray? Kenyans, we don't need to struggle waiting and waiting to fight. We need to tell God to intervene. Slow, like in America, you just need to do flip and open. So you might not even open a small thing. You know, in Kenya, we use force everywhere. Matatu, sukuma. In America, one person is here in the queue, the next one is here. Oh, my. I was saying, Kwani, this guy is not going. Why is he not songaring huko? You know, he's staying here and the other person is there. Huh? That's why you guys, when you go to Kenya, you get so mad. You know, it takes so long to do things, you know. Huh? Even to get something which you should get in a minute, then you go to this place, then you go to this place. It takes hours, Bwana. Struggling. But I'm saying this morning, we just need to relax in the presence of God. We sang that song here. In the presence of the Lord. Amen. And the angels will minister to you. Up and down. Up and down. He will take control of that. Do you know what happened as I come to the end? all the struggles of Jacob ended on that pillow. The fears, uncertainty, the struggle with the blessing. In fact, now, God now spoke to him. If we could go ahead a bit. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places, whether thou goest, and will bring thee into the land for which I will leave thee, until I have done which I have spoken to you. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Let me read from the contemporary English. I got this Bible here. You got even versions that we don't have in Kenya. Okay. Let me read this to you. It says, yes, I am the Lord God who was worshipped by Abraham and Isaac. I will give to you and your family the land on which you are now sleeping. If that is the case, I'm not going to struggle again. I will get my piece of land in my bed. Sometimes God looks at us and says, then why are you not believing me? Silver and gold belongs to me. Cattle on 1,000 hills. Why are you struggling? All you need to do is to connect with me. I have a ladder for you. I have a ladder for you. And angels, I have sent them to minister to you, and you don't want them to be used of me. And you want a shamba, and you're still struggling, looking for connections around. Or you look for a broker in Kenya, then he swindles your money. Unajua tu majama huko. Ati unawatumia dollar. Nitafutie ploti. Look for me a plot. You will never get it. But you can trust upon the Lord. He says, the land on which you're sleeping. Oh, I love this. This is powerful. Then he says, your descendants will spread over the earth in all directions. I told you God is going to take you to places. This is the year when God is taking you to a better place. I want you to do this. This is expansion to the east and to the west. Then to the north and to the south. My son was telling me driving in America is very easy because you're either going north to south or east to west. Unatafuta tu barabara inaenda inakukonnect na ile nyingine. Inakukonnect na ile nyingine. Hakuna madagureti kona hapa. Yani it's like you can always locate your position. East to west, you will expand. He says, in all directions. And you will become as numerous as the specks of the dust. Your family will be a blessing. I'm declaring today that your family is a blessing. Amen. Like the pastor's daughter who came to sing here. You will be blessed. Your children and your children's children shall be blessed. I never knew I could live to see a grandson. Until I am enjoying those two little ones. In fact, I told them when I got to America. Let me tell you, I'll bring you the best shoes, best trousers. One of them said, utaniletea nini? Trao ya jeshi. Then you'll bring me a trouser that resembles the one for the army. So I've been going around so that I get it as fast as possible when I put it in the bag. Because I might not get it and I'll have a problem with my grandson. They get the best. Your children shall be blessed. The Bible says here that your family will be a blessing to all people. Wherever you go, I will watch over you. So the question of fear is not there any longer. I am in America, but my son in Ravine is safe. I don't need to go. I don't need to. Hui, mwende mniangalilie, ule kijana yangu, mwangalie vile anakaa. Just check whether the boy is okay. No way. For he said, he will, in Psalm 191, he says, he'll encompass angels to take care of that. He says, yes, and he says that I will watch over you. Then later, I will bring you back to this land. I won't leave you. I will do what I have promised. God will do what he has promised for you in this book. That's why the pastor was saying, you go and teach children about the Easter message. Let this word dwell in their hearts. They can know the promises of God in them. And you know, as I finish, God dropped a ladder not a lift. We went to Denver, and the room where we were staying, you just get into a lift, and boom, once, they go fast, and then we are in the floor where it's supposed to go. God never gives us a lift. He will give you a ladder. Why? Step by step. Step by step. God wants to take you from glory to glory. From faith to faith. From strength to strength. He doesn't want to do it all at once because we are human beings and we'll start now again not to depend on him. He wants to take us step by step. Step by step. There's a song we used to sing. Higher, 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 Jesus, higher. We used to sing also lower, but I don't like singing that one because I don't want to go there. It is higher, Jesus, higher. He'll take you from one glory to another. And that's God's method. The Bible says in the book of Psalms that he is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God will not give you a spotlight to see where you're going. He gives you a lamp which only sees up to here. So that when you reach here, you can now see up to here. So that when you reach here, you can now see up to here. And continue trusting in the Lord. Anafungia taa kwa mguu. Aweziweka tochi. Akiweka tochi wewe utasonga mbio sana na utaharibu maneno. He puts a lamp. May the Lord bless us this morning. It's just exciting. I mean, it's when we look at this story, you will relax. And from there, Jacob never worried again. He went to his uncle. He prospered. He met a lot of opposition, but it didn't scare him one little bit. Alienda huko akapata manzi. Unajua manzi? He went there as he was taking care of the sheep of the father. He got a beautiful girl. Wanaitwa manzi. Beautiful girl. Msupu, yani smart. She was called Rachel. I tell you, he looked at the girl and he said, "This one is it. I've got it. Nimegonga jackpot." And he went to the girl and the girl accepted. And he went to the dad, huyu ndio nataka. And the dad said, "You want this beautiful girl? Yes. You're going to work for me for 7 good years. How do you find that?" So that's nothing. He worked for 7 years without struggling. Because the struggling left him. He just enjoyed working to get the beautiful girl he wanted. But you know what happened during the wedding day? Because the weddings were done at night, not during the day. Up to today in Israel, you get married at night, not in the day. You will know in the morning who the bride was. Wakes up in the morning, "What? Who's this? It's not Rebecca. What? This is not Rachel. Leah, what are you doing here?" I said, "No, my dad told me to come." He goes to the dad, "What happened? You didn't give me my best day." We don't do that in this place. You've got to get married. You've got the elder sister must go first. That's why I brought this one first. "Oh, I didn't want this one. You can't bring my struggles back. I want my msupu. I want that girl. I want her." He said, "Okay, you want that one?" "Yes." "Okay, I'll give her to you. Another 7 years." 14. And he never complained. The two now became his. And he was blessed. He had children. His sheep were multiplying like nobody's business. Yani, mbuzi inazana ovyo ovyo. Hata ya Laban inazama. Pacha. Kila kitu inaanza ku. Until now, Laban's sons came and said, "Uyu jamana chukua." Because he had his own. Alikuwa na mbuzi yake kando. Yake ina multiply, son. Multiply. And then he said, "No, Jacob, that is not right. I gave you some little sheep now. Yours has multiplied. I said, "But I've not done anything. See, even you as I multiply." He said, "No, no. Now, I want you to take your sheep to, you take your sheep to, what's the next city here? Wichita Falls. Take your sheep to Wichita Falls. Don't lift them with mine. In fact, what he did, they chose all the weak ones and gave them to Jacob. The strong ones went to the dad. I don't know. The boy went. Then God comes to him and said, chonga chonga miti. Just do some scooping of some, you know, some sticks. And, yeah. Then for Laban, the ones for Laban will be like spotted. Yours will be pure. Hey, Jacob now. The guy just goes to sleep and the sheep multiply. And he became a tycoon in that land. And he left that place with his wife. In fact, he was chased away, but with a lot of camels, with a lot of sheep, and with a lot of children. 12 of them. 12 children. And then he's told, your brother is coming the same way. Esau, the guy who wanted to kill him. But he didn't get worried. He said, 22. Whatever will happen. He almost shook, but God told him, don't worry. The guy is coming. When did the guy came? He did not even utter a word. He said, oh, my brother, I have missed you, my brother. And these are the gifts I'm coming to give you. Jacob said, no, you're not going to give. And he said, no, these ones are you. An enemy giving you even gifts. May the Lord take us to a new level. I'm speaking to you in this church. It does not matter what is going to happen this year. Yes. To you. It doesn't matter probably the discouragements that will come on your way. But just relax in the Lord. So long as you have done what is right. So long as you have worshipped him the way you did this morning. Oh my God. Sometimes you don't even need to be preached to. You just need to praise God and worship him and God comes down. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 22 verse 3, for the Lord inhabits in the praises of his people. We don't need to struggle much. God is going to take care of all your issues when you are still asleep. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, because you are so much interested with our lives. Just as you walked with Jacob in the deserts of Haran, as you walked as a fugitive, as a runaway guy, as you walked with Joseph when he had a lot of fear in his heart, as you walked with him when he was uncertain of his future, as you walked with him when he was lonely, alone in the jungles, yet, Lord, when he slept, you came to him in a vision, in a dream. Lord, we pray that you will give us a new dimension. You will lift us. You'll open the heavens for us. We will be able to see what we have never seen before, Jehovah God. Thank you because, God, our doors will open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have struggled with ourselves, but you're saying, come to me and I will give you rest. Come to me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, you are ready to give us rest. We are not going to be strugglers any longer. Because God, you are on our side. You have said you will do that very thing that you said. You will fulfill your promises in our lives. And you will watch over us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, we want to rest in your presence. We want to wait upon you. We want to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Lord, I'm praying for each one of us who has gathered here this morning, Lord, that you may help us in our struggles. Your word says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver them from them all. Lord, you say in your word in the book of Psalm 103 that you forgive us all our sins and heal all our diseases. We are before you because your love is everlasting and that you're here for us, oh God. You are there for Jacob and you can be here for us. We are the descendants of Jacob and we receive the blessings of Abraham through Jesus Christ. You're here, I want to pray with you this morning. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know the struggles you're going through. I don't know whether sometimes you get discouraged. Sometimes you feel like you are unable to make ends meet. But the Lord is saying, you just need to relax in me. Just wait upon me. Just humble before me. Just meditate upon me. Just relax and release everything you have to me. And I'll make things work for you. You're here, you feel like you want the Lord to connect you with a ladder that comes from heaven. Because the word of God says in the book of Matthew 18:19, if two of you agree on anything here on earth, it shall be agreed upon in heaven. If two of you will bind anything here on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. Lord, we are believing now that whatever we shall agree upon pertaining to our needs will be met this day in the name of Jesus, because we are gathered here in your name. You have said, wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you shall be in their midst. And Lord, you are here right now. I want to pray with you. Just put up your right hand and your left hand on your chest as we pray. Depending on whatever that you want God to do for you, He's able. Let me tell you, my sister, my brother, He's able, and He has done it generations to generations. Thank you. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are believing you for great miracles to happen. We are praying for healing right now in Jesus' name. We are praying for open doors to come upon us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are praying that, Lord, you lift our burdens this morning. Father, there is a brother there that is looking upon you for an open door, an opportunity for a job. Father, you are able to open a way for him. Lord, we are praying for them that are looking upon you for their families. Lord, we know you are able to unite all families. You can bring about the love of Christ that surpasses every other love. Lord, thank you, because you are taking us to a better place this year. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that our needs, as we bring them to you this day, Lord, you will be able to fulfill the promises of which you said in your word, that your promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Jesus, you are our ladder to God. You came down and connected us with the heavens. You came down and even taught us the Lord's Prayer. You said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are tapping right from heaven. Because Jehovah, you have dropped the ladder of the Holy Spirit. We are able to receive that which God you promised us. In Jesus' name, we receive your promises. And our needs are met in Jesus' name. May God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, let's give a mighty clap to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's able to provide for you. Amen. My brother, he's able. He's able. You know one thing that excites us in America is when we go to Walmart and we reach at the door and they open. You guys are so much used, but us, we go next to the door and the door. And when you go in, my wife said, the doors are obeying me in America. There was an old mama whose son was coming to America, and she didn't have any money to bring with the boy, and prayed for the boy. I think she was a Mokorino. Prayed for the boy and said, Guy Vava, God Almighty, I pray that when this young man goes to America, every door opens. So the boy lands in America. And the first place he goes, the doors are open. So he sends back the word to the mother and said, the doors are opening all over the place. Of course, literally, yes, but then that is what happens spiritually. God is able to open doors for you. God bless you. Oh.
What a word.